broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Kirk Crosby, all on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for July 21st in the year of our Lord, 2016, hour 2 of 2. The goal remains incredibly simple. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It is incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, and our Constitution as our guide. Checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face in America. Wow, James wrapped up last hour with incredible commentary talking about Dick Morris. By the way, Dick Morris was supposed to be on the broadcast today. We worked that out with his booking agent, and then he had a glitch and had to fly somewhere. And anyway, hopefully we'll have him on tomorrow via phone line tomorrow or next week sometime. It'll be interesting to get Dick Morris's take on the Republican convention and some inside details there as well. So consider that part of the mix. But I'm telling you that I think that there's a lot more unity here than the mainstream press is letting on. That's my main statement. And I would say that it's been interesting to watch the Republicans and how they kind of work through some of these things. And there's been some divisions, Kurt. By the way, welcome, sir.
Yeah, buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. There's been some differences and some divisions a little bit, Kurt. But you know what? It's like making a mountain out of a molehill. These mainstream press people act like, hey, the Republican Party, they're ready to, like duel it out with swords or something. I mean, they act like it's just like enemy everywhere. And it isn't really true. Even the ones that disagree on points. You heard Congressman Rob Bishop last hour. Yeah. I asked him about it, and he goes, you know, we do believe we had a right to get a roll call vote. We do believe that we should not have been snubbed like that. We do believe that it was an archaic rule that we'll have to visit later that caused this confusion. But nevertheless, it's time to move on. It's time to work together. I mean, he flat out said that. Yeah. Okay, that's one of the great leaders of the state of Utah who led the 11-state I don't know what you'd say, rebellion. I don't like to use that word because it wasn't really a rebellion to call for a roll call vote. But nevertheless, the dissenters, whatever. But he was very polite, very complimentary. He even, I can't remember what James asked him, but he said something about Trump, like, hey, Trump's family. And he said, yeah, you know what, Trump's family was impressive. And I don't find that, the fighting, the hate, it's not at all like they kind of are suggesting. Is it, Kurt?
No, it isn't. And, you know, you got to remember, though, Sam, that they got to stir it up.
Talk about it.
They got to stir it up. They got to really hit it hard. If it bleeds, it leads. If you got terror and tragedy, you know, the standard media just love that. Now, you know, we don't.
Well, when Ted Cruz came out, they could have had the Bee Gees tragedy plan, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
Good point. James Edwards called it quite well last hour as well. He said, you know what? Ted Cruz was out of line.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched this last night in detail. I agree with that, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, you know, and at least in my opinion, Trump can be commended to, you know, have given him the time. He could certainly have said, you know, but it takes a bigger guy, I believe, to go ahead and say, hey, you're welcome, you know, here. And, you know, just give him the time. I mean,
and that points to Trump being more of a
unifier,
more of a unifier than a divider. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
And I think it also really looks poorly on Cruz when he didn't kind of take that olive branch and maybe he didn't want to endorse, but he could have been a lot more complimentary and less undermining. And all I'm telling you is I was not impressed with what Ted Cruz delivered. I really wasn't. Now, Mike Pence, on the other hand, Eric Trump. Even Newt Gingrich, I got to give quite a bit of credit, stood up and said, look, what Cruz means is the only guy to support is Trump. You know, Newt even tried to help Cruz with what needed to have been said. I'm not really even a fan of Newt, but I am saying that a lot of these people spoke very, very eloquently about Trump and about his family, about what the Republicans are trying to accomplish, about the unifying message they're trying to put together, about bringing jobs back. They made several points that I felt like were quite good, and I really especially, I think the keynote of the night, in my humble opinion, just me, was Mike Pence. Now, I'm telling you right now, he impressed me. He referred to his family. He talked about, I've got a special red line in my office, right, you know, for my wife, that she can get a hold of me when she needs me, because you know what, I'm incredibly busy as governor, but I want my wife to know that, you know what, She matters to me.
Good point.
And I've been married to her, he says, for, what did he say, 31 years? I got that wrong, but it was a significant time where I'm like, you know what? He talked about his children. Yeah. He talked about being a father. He said, I can't remember, he's like, D-A-D, your dad. I'm telling you, that stuff is impressive. And you think you're going to get that from Hillary? Mm-mm. You think you're going to get that from Bill? You think you're going to get that from that, from Bernie Sanders?
America's most dysfunctional family, the Clintons, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, and so you look at that and you go, look, these people all had families on their minds, God on their minds. They talked about God. They talked about the most pro-life section of the Republican platform ever written is now. Mm-hmm. Pence is clearly pro-life, said so. Even Cruz referred to pro-life. They've been very clear about what the agenda and the goals are. We're going to bring jobs back.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be pro-life. We're going to follow the Constitution. Now, I know they've said that before and they haven't done it, but who's going to be the one to not give them a chance? In other words, as opposed to what, right?
Well, and the jobs issue is such a massive issue. The God of heaven gave us the commandment. He said, 6 days shalt thou labor. Now, some people view that as some kind of a punishment, you know, that you're destined to labor by the sweat of your brow. But, you know, frankly, it's what we're made to do. And it's, you know, it's a blessing. And what has happened because of these unfair trade things, as well as so many government interventions like the welfare system and all these different things, they've taken that away from many people where they, you know, they basically don't have a way to sustain themselves. And then they're given, quote, you know, free, I guess you could say free money. It's not really free, but, boy, it comes with a whole lot attached. And, you know, it takes away people's dignity. It brings people down both in the whole society that I can see. And so this whole jobs thing is a massive part of the, you know, making America great again, or restoration, or even restitution, whatever you want to call it, of our nation. It's very important.
Amen. I concur. And the Republicans really focused on that quite a bit. They had a lot of slogans last night that related to make America great again.
Yeah.
Make America prosper again, I've heard it say. Make America, what were some of them, Kurt? Do you remember?
Well, you got, make America work again.
Make America work again.
You got,
make America safe again. Yeah. That's right. And they
James
had a
Edwards
lot of these.
James Edwards was walking by telling us that, you know, it's good to have somebody to help us remember. You know,
I hear that.
Yeah.
Now, make America safe again. A lot of these were kind of themed nights, and the Democrats attacked the Republicans for having a very detailed theme, but yet not catering their speeches to the theme well enough, or dovetailing them well enough to the. I disagree with that again too. Mm-hmm. There's several themes that have, in my opinion, recurred through this whole convention, Kurt, and that is make America great again.
Yep.
That is make America safe again. That is make America work again. That is, and these phrases all relate. I mean, you could say they're trite phrases. It's a little more detailed than change from Barack, though.
Yeah.
So if we're going to criticize for simplistic messages that don't have any substance, hope and change doesn't really get it. Make America safe again really talks to a foreign policy that says, look, we are going to defend America again. We're going to
That and the police and stuff.
Agreed.
Too.
So on the foreign side, it's the military, build up the military, and you know, kind
or
of Reagan-esque.
Do the right things with the military. We hope, you know.
And then on the domestic side, they did specifically say, you know what, we support the thin line in blue.
Mm-hmm.
We support our police officers, and they mentioned a lot of things last night about the tragedies that have taken place, and that it's not acceptable.
Right.
It's Good not point. Acceptable. And then they went on to say that we've got to have leaders who are willing to be accountable and level with the American people. This is one point they made as well. Look, we're willing to level with the American people about what's really going on and about candid ways to solve the problems, not just cover up and manipulate and lie and deceive, but we're willing to level with the people was the term I heard. You know, there's a lot to that. If they really deliver on any of those, Kurt, it's a gazillion times better than what we've got.
Well, you're exactly right, Sam. And, you know, one of the other things I wanted to hit on is you hear many times the reason for the whole oh, you know, Trump or the Republicans say, hey, man, you'd rather have him putting judges in than you would Hillary. And, you know, it's a good thing they didn't bring up the fact that many of the so-called liberal judges have come from the Republicans, but at least they pointed out Scalia. You know, at least Trump has given him that list. And I think it's the first time in history that he's basically, that a guy has put up a list of who they would put up.
And this is a guy they say is so light on details, but he's actually, for the first time in history, provided a list of who he would pick. Sounds quite detailed to me. I want to come back on this theme about judges, because David Barton made a point to us, and Tony Perkins and others have made points that we really need to drill into with relation to this.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kurt Crosby live from the Republican National Convention atop Radio Row here. I mean, Kurt's taking out the trash. The help here doesn't even know what to do with us. I was telling Kurt they like us because we're not acting elite. And Kurt's like, well, it's easy to not act elite when you're not.
Yeah.
But they like us because we're like hanging out with it. You know, we're appreciative of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're like the blue-collar broadcasters. If Donald Trump's the blue-collar billionaire, we're like the blue-collar broadcasters, huh, Kurt?
Yeah. Did you tell him about how you took a picture sitting in the CNN seat?
Oh, man, I went to the CNN, and I asked those guys if I could take a picture. I got a ripping cool picture of me sitting in the CNN chair like a CNN caster. Now, that's like blue-collar, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you were sitting there with all the big lights on. First, we went, and we kind of knocked on the door, you know. I mean, because they've got to have it a little quieter in there than we've got it. And so they had the, you know, we knocked on the door. We could tell there wasn't any news babes or whatever.
Otherwise, we probably wouldn't have went
in there. Yeah, we wouldn't have even tried. But, you know, the regular kind of working guys are there. And so the one guy goes, hey, you know, kind of motioned us in. We cruised, walked in a little bit. And then, I mean, Sam, you had to be kind of careful with all those wires and everything. They're not really set up for a blind guy. And so we had to roll you in there kind of slow and easy and not rip out any wires.
But they were cool to us. They were incredibly nice. Yeah. We got a photo with their permission. I mean, it was really neat.
That's right.
And I'm saying CNN has been more polite to us than almost anybody here.
Well, and you made a comment about that. You know, it was, you know, we don't get really much treatment, good treatment from like Fox or
Those guys
ABC
have a little of their own turmoil going on. So yeah, maybe that's their problem.
They definitely got that. the cool thing was, at least I thought, the same guy after we did those pictures, was that Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Anyway, yesterday, you know, I was looking for water, you know, as I do. I kind of hunt around, kind of like Radar on the MASH used to do. He'd kind of scrounge up different stuff. And so I was looking for water. And,
by the way, Kurt's really good at that, people. If you're anywhere, you wish you had Kurt with you like we've got. But anyway.
And so I saw, I mean, the CNN guys have big old amounts of water back in there. And so I asked that same guy to let us come in and take the pictures. You know, I said, hey, can we steal a little water off you? And he said, no, can't do it. So anyway, I thought, well, it's kind of a bummer, but he's probably figured out that, you know, there's no more hanging out with the yahoos or whatever. But this morning, the first thing that happened pretty much is we sat down almost. Here, the same guy shows up at our booth, you know, not us going over there, but shows up.
He walks over to our booth, man.
Hands us both two bottles of water, you know, all ready for us. And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying they were chilled and everything, you know, or anything.
I'm just saying he gave us what he had.
Yeah,
right?
New, nice waters. Now, I did make the comment, he probably did the figures and didn't want to carry a whole bunch home with him. But, you know.
It doesn't matter. The gesture
was
awesome.
It was a nice thing.
We're going to pay it forward.
Now, I thought it was cool, though, later, you know, we went over and I said thanks or whatever it was. And you know, they kind of had an area sectioned off. And I asked him, hey, would you want to go on with this? And he said, well, you know, I'd have to get it all approved with PR and all that stuff. So it was pretty much impossible.
And we're like days.
But he says, hey, you want some muffins? And he cruised over, fills up a plate full of three muffins.
You know what, though? What a gentleman, though. That was very nice. And again, I know a lot of people are critical of CNN because they're quite liberal. But you know what? Yeah. Ron Paul got along with CNN quite well compared to Fox and others, weirdly enough.
Well,
get along with CNN better. Not that we're really aligned, maybe politically.
Yeah.
Even Ellen, who we interviewed, Ellen Ratner, she's very liberal. But, you know, we've had a great working relationship with them and with CNN. And, you know, these other people, I don't know what their issue is, Kurt. I just don't get it.
Well, that's the whole point is, at least to me, you work with people and do the best you can on what you can work with them on. You know, you don't focus on your disagreements. You focus on your agreements and do your best you can.
Speaking of that, CNN's been the most polite to James. James has been a commentator years ago on CNN several times. They were decent to James more so than the others as well. We just see it over and over and again. And so people can be critical of CNN, but I'd rather have CNN than Fox.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You know?
Isn't it? Mm-hmm.
All right, back to the judges, Kurt.
Yeah.
I really want to finish this topic a little bit because I think it's a really salient point that's been made. Hey, who do you want to put forth the next judges that'll be at the Supreme Court? Do you want the likes of Hillary and Bill doing that? The likes of Bernie Sanders and all these people doing that? Or do you want Trump and hopefully Cruz and Mike Pence and, you know, a lot of solid conservatives, people surrounding him like Eric Trump and Donald Trump Jr. and, you know, David A. Clark Jr. And as far as I understand, you got David Barton of Wall Builders. You got Tony Perkins of the American Family Research Council. You know, and these guys surrounding, they're all saying that Donald's been hands-off. Donald's a baby Christian. James Dobson, Donald meets with hundreds of Christian leaders. Or do you want those people to talk about who will be the next judges? The list that Donald put together already, proving his sincerity. These are the kind of things that I'm talking about. And that was an important point made by David Barton and many others. It's like, who do you want doing this? And you know what? it's critical who the next judges are. I have to give them credit for that too, Kurt. This is a critical point. The point was even made last night.
Well, and just imagine if, you know, we could throw in a few to the mix. I mean, you know, we could put Sheriff Mack. We could put, you know, Sheriff David A. Clark.
Napolitano.
Yeah, I mean, there'd be a...
I'd even put Judge Deneen there, Kurt. She's done a few ripping commentaries that I've been impressed with, too.
That's right. You know, there are solutions, ladies and gentlemen.
Would you rather... How about anybody but Judge Hillary?
Wow.
All I'm telling you, see, this, they made a lot of points here at the convention, and the Democrats are saying they're so light on details. I don't think so. They said we want jobs. We want to make America great again, safe again, and work again. So jobs are critical. The infrastructure is incredible and important. We want to basically focus on who will be the next judges. We want to really focus on the Constitution and on national security. I mean, to me, aren't those some of the most critical issues that we've got, Kurt?
Well, and they are. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, say you got a, you know, you're living in a neighborhood and you got a house and that kind of stuff, and you've got a fire in your upstairs. Well, you could sit there and worry about your wallpaper or your new paint, but you better take care of the fire upstairs. And that has to do a lot with, you know, first security and that kind of thing. And you know, in America, we've got some real problems there. You know, and the jobs are a massive problem.
Yep.
There's just so much to work on. And, you know, frankly, it looks to me like Trump and his crew could be up for the, well, up for the battle.
Well, we hope so. We pray so. And I will say this, though. They focus specifically on this problem. Look, Hillary's emails aren't just like, durs, you got confused and deleted a couple of emails.
Yeah.
It isn't just like, oh, my goodness, you know, her love letters to Bill got found out. You know, we're not talking about that stuff. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans, for the first time at this convention, in my opinion, have called it really what it is. This is a national security crisis. Haven't I been saying that forever, Kurt? And now they've finally caught on to that, too.
Well, wouldn't it be so cool if, you know, for example, our buddies, you know, in the Republican Party, and like we've said before, we're not in there, but, you know, they would basically put the olive branch out to guys like, you know, Gary, what's his name, Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party, and especially our picks, you know, from the Constitution Party. And they would unite those entities and, you know, work together. And I could see a guy like Trump doing that. I wouldn't see the true party guys, you know, the true Republican insiders ever doing that kind of thing. But, you know,
But I want to kind of give this...
gives you some hope.
I want to make this important piece, though, Kurt. I've been saying that it's a national security crisis, what Hillary's doing, some of these problems that we've got forever. And now the Republicans are saying that. They must be listening to Liberty Roundtable.
I think so, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, we know they are when they write hit pieces on us an hour after we do a show, Kurt. they be listening, don't they?
Yes, sir.
All right, just saying. Mm-hmm. By the way, the Secret Service, I want them to understand that we advocate for the rule of law every time. Mm-hmm. Just understand that, would you please?
Yeah.
It's critical to understand, because the FBI might know it. They listen all the time. But the Secret Service, that's a new one to start listening. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Hang tight. Roundtable in seconds. Sam and Kurt live from the RNC.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. In his pre-Civil War ruling, that escaped slave Dred Scott had, quote, no rights which the white man was bound to respect, Supreme Court Chief Justice Roger Taney underscored the fact that acknowledging the legal personhood of black people would of necessity require acknowledgement that they had the right to keep and carry arms wherever they went, thereby recognizing that the right to armed self-defense defines the difference between a free person and a slave. In February 2015, Philip Smith founded a Facebook group inviting Americans of African ancestry to acknowledge that individual gun ownership is a civil rights issue. It has grown to include more than 11,000 members representing all 50 states. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, Tony Schwartz, who ghostwrote Donald Trump's definitive bestseller, The Art of the Deal, told the New Yorker magazine that he is terrified of the prospect of a Donald Trump presidency and believes that he is, in large measure, responsible for it. I felt a deep sense of remorse that I contributed to presenting Trump in a way that brought him wider attention and made him more appealing than he is, Schwartz told the magazine. I genuinely believed that if Trump wins and gets the nuclear codes, there is an excellent possibility it will lead to the end of civilization. If he were to write the book today, Schwartz suggests, it would be substantially different and bear the title The Sociopath. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio, having a fantastic time live atop the radio row from the Republican National Convention. Last day, all kinds of things are going on. We've got Tracy Winbush with us. And Tracy is not only a delegate from Ohio, she's involved in all kinds of other positions with the Republican Party, treasurer and more for her area. But she's also a well-known talk show host with a radio program called Tracy and Friends on what, AM 1490?
AM 1490 here in Cleveland.
Okay, and it's WERE.
That's correct.
All right, AM 1490 WERE, incredible talk show. She's here broadcasting live with us right next door. And it's kind of fascinating, Tracy. What do you think of the whole convention?
It's been fun. It's been unusual, and I think people are having a problem with it being unusual because this is not what they were used to or what they expected, but it's been good.
What do you think of Barack Obama?
Who?
Barack.
Who's that?
There you go.
You really want to know what I really think?
Sure.
I think he was the worst choice of a president that we could have ever had, and I think his policies have set us back for decades, and I think he has polarized the country, and I think we need to get rid of him.
Now, David A. Clark Jr., good friend of mine, well-known Milwaukee, Wisconsin sheriff, says that Barack Obama is a liar, and he's intentionally using the race card to divide. Do you agree with him?
Yes. He did it in 2012. Remember that?
Yes.
Oh, yes. So it hasn't stopped, because if he chose to make us better, he would have done it in the last 7.5 years instead of polarizing us.
Now, let me ask you this, because you know what? I'm white, you're black, right?
No.
No?
I thought you were black.
All right.
Okay.
Now, what I don't understand, though, is why is that even a discussion?
Because
we're Americans. We have the same ideas and beliefs for the country based on principle. Why is this even a discussion everywhere we go?
Because America has not talked about its issues that are subliminally in the back of our minds.
Okay.
Because there's a conversation that goes on at the dinner table at times, around coffee, and we are too chicken to come out and talk about them out loud so we can solve the problem.
I'm not. I'm ready to let her rip.
Me and you both.
And I don't even know what color you are or I am, really.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I have to believe you tell me that I'm black. See what I mean?
See what I mean?
Now, what do we do with this? How do we get this narrative? Because the problem is I bring it up and they say, oh, you're just a racist, because, of course, I'm white, so I'm a racist. Whether it's true or not is not even a relevant discussion, right?
Well, I'm a sellout.
Oh.
So don't worry about it.
No matter what, if you don't go along with their political narrative, then no matter what, you're somehow labeled, huh?
Because they need to have control. People use division for control and for power. And remember, it's all about power, money, and influence. And until we educate the population, because as long as we're divided, we cannot unite to make America go forward. And I think that's why they're scared of Donald Trump.
Are you for Trump?
I'm for Trump.
Wait a minute, though. He's a racist, right?
He wasn't a racist until he became a politician.
Oh. You mean he worked with everybody from New York?
That's the, you know, see, we were boxers.
The greatest melting pot in the world?
No, boxers. Remember, he had boxers coming in, and yes. He was friends with them. He golfed with them. He had them on the shows. They loved him. They partied with him. They went to Mar-a-Lago. They went all, but he's a racist now that he's a Republican candidate. But if he had been a Democrat candidate, it'd be different. Don't worry about it.
All right, where do we go from here then? The Republicans have made some, in my opinion, important policy starts. And what I mean by that, they said, look, what matters now is national security. Hillary Clinton's created a security crisis. It's about national security and foreign policy. We need to talk about jobs. We need to bring home jobs. Jobs are critical for the American people. We need to be pro-life. They say that they've got the most pro-life section in the Republican platform ever written to date. They've got several different policies. They say it's about judges. We got to elect, you know, we got to have proper judges serving on the Supreme Court. Aren't those substantive, detailed, in-depth focus points for a campaign? But the Democrats are just running around saying there's nothing but vague discussion. That's pretty detailed, if you ask me.
Well, let me say this. I sat on the platform committee.
Yes.
I worked very, very hard on my subcommittee, which was jobs and economy.
Really?
The platform is supposed to be your belief system. I actually wanted them to shorten it even more. It's not legislation. It's what we stand on and what we believe in.
Yes.
So you have to know
what we unify around, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And we unify around those principles. We need a strong security. We need secure borders. We need economic development. We need education. I don't know how you can fight against that unless you don't want America to advance because you have another agenda.
What about Ted Cruz? Now, he basically came in my opinion, I think he was out of line.
I do too. But you shouldn't have had him there. I wouldn't put. You don't put your enemy on stage.
I know, but it was Trump's way to try to provide an olive branch and to try to bring people together. And you know what? The bottom line is Cruz wasn't man enough to deliver.
But what happened was it blew back on Cruz.
Yes, it
and
did.
It didn't blow back on Trump. You need to understand, when I extend my hand to you and you slap it in or don't shake it, then it's not on me anymore.
Good point.
And then I have to say about my governor, John Kasich. I appreciate his stand. I'd rather for you to say, I'm not going to come, I'm not going to lie to you, than go up there and lie to me and be something that you're not. And that's who he is. That's who I know, and that's who he is, and that's what I appreciate about him. Yeah, everybody's mad at him. Yes, they should have been here. But you got to understand, I don't want anybody to come and kiss me who doesn't like me.
Makes sense. You just want people to be genuine and honest and forthright.
That's all.
Isn't that what all of us want?
No.
Or at least we should all want?
That's what we should all want, yes.
All right, because, man, in my world, that's what everybody that I know wants.
No. They say that they do. But people tell stories. People don't like the truth. You can't handle the truth. Remember that?
I can handle the truth.
But the truth hurts.
But you're right. Does Hillary belong in prison?
Hillary belongs anywhere away from everywhere. I don't care where Hillary goes.
She could be anywhere as long as it's not here, huh?
I don't want her in the White House. I don't want her in leadership. I want her to go home, be a grandma, and go away. Her and her husband, Bill, go away. Sometimes you got to have a pest, and you just want them to go away. She can go to prison. She can go home. She can go anywhere she wants to go. Just don't go where she's going to be in leadership and destroy our future.
Because my problem with this is not a personal one. It simply is this. You cannot perjure yourself before Congress. And we cannot let that go with no accountability. We just can't do it.
Why not? We do it all the time.
I know, but it's got to stop if we want America to change.
See, this is the problem with America. You asked me about race.
Yes.
There's two set of rules, and that's where we come in, and it's wrong. See, if you send me to prison for doing what Hillary did, or if you chastise me for doing what Hillary did, and you don't chastise you, then there's a problem.
Agreed.
And all rules should play for all people. You shouldn't
pick
and choose which one can play by the rules and which ones can't. And Hillary did not play by the rules, nor does she think she can, and that's a problem. But they never have. This is not new.
And we've tolerated it for so long now, people think the horse has already left the barn and there's no way to do anything about it. I think we need to not give up. I think we need to create accountability.
Keep it moving, because it's Teflon. And we need to know Teflon, and we need to sometimes throw Teflon out because it's bad for you. You know Teflon will kill you now, they tell me.
Yeah.
They say it's bad for your health. They say that you're ingesting Teflon, especially when it's cut, it bleeds into your system and it causes disease. So we need to get rid of Teflon and we need to get rid of Hillary Clinton at the same time.
Amen to that. Now, let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
The Republicans, do you believe that this convention was a convention of unity?
It was a convention. I mean, there are going to be people that are going to get on board, and there are going to be people that are not. And, you know, you had people from all walks of life here who supported different candidates, and people are people.
Yes.
Everybody's not going to get on the train.
But you know what? The mainstream press wants to run around and act like it was just division everywhere, protesters everywhere. None of that's true that I've seen. Yeah, there's people that have different opinions, and there's people that are a little less willing to be on board than others, and there's people that flat out say, I'm not on board, but I can be peaceful and everything. But I wouldn't say it would be running around and be any more divisionary than any other one.
I agree with that. I was in Tampa. There were protesters there.
Sure there were.
It's okay. It's America, and you protest. But as far as seeing any protest that was worthwhile, I'm not impressed with any of it. I don't see it. I've been walking around I've walked miles.
I agree. Unfortunately, I have
I've walked miles. And I haven't seen anything that has been a protest of real substance.
Agreed. But the mainstream press wants you to believe so. I mean, they got pictures of the people with guns on their backs and all kinds of crazy stuff. Do you believe in the right to keep and bear arms?
Absolutely.
What do you think of Kasich saying, I'm not going to suspend people's right to carry?
It's not his job. You can't do what you can't do. Don't right. lie to me and tell me that I can do something. Well, I'm going to suspend this. He doesn't have that power.
I agree, and I commend him for doing nothing and just leveling with the people and saying that is the case.
People have the right to bear arms responsibly.
Agreed.
And if you're not responsible, we're going to take your gun.
What about black people? Can they bear arms?
They can bear arms responsibly.
What about those white people?
They can bear arms also.
What about those blind people?
We got a little problem with that a little times because you got to be able to hit a target. And I got some friends who are blind.
Yeah.
But the guy that I know, he's pretty good with a gun.
Yeah. There's a few of us that are.
You too?
Don't let your shirt sleeve rustle.
Oh, you're not one of those people. You don't drive too, do you?
I used to, but I'm too old now. It's bad for my insurance.
Just making sure.
I got 8 kids and a wife, and they tell me I shouldn't drive, so I quit.
I'm glad, because I've got a friend, and he does everything. I'm not quite sure if he's blind or he just can't see.
I'm a recovering vehicle operator. There you go. What would you say would be the most important piece coming out of this convention? What have you liked the most? Anything you want. What do you think the most important thing to focus on would be?
I've been here, and the process. I love the process. I love the democracy of the process. I love being able to agree to disagree. I love being able to coalesce behind something that I used to disagree with, now I can agree with. That's what I appreciate most than anything else.
It's Tracy and Friends, right?
Yes, Tracy and Friends.
Ladies and gentlemen,
if
you're in Cleveland, Ohio, AM 1490, listen. And what's the website?
TracyandFriends.com, and Tracy has an E.
TracyandFriends.com. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, and it's been a pleasure.
Quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite news the networks refuse to use radio station.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. M-E-M-O-T-O-M-E.com. Memo to Me.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, from the RNC. Ladies and gentlemen, all things going on everywhere. We've got Christy Pritt with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's with a group called Restore Cold Press. And it's an amazing company is why we have them on. Now, you were brought in here by CNN, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So we got to give CNN a kudos. They've been feeding everybody through Restore Cold Press. Now, that's a strange name for a company, but when you understand what they do, it kind of makes sense, right, Christy?
Yes, we cold press our juices, which
talk really loud.
They have 4 to 5 pounds of produce in each bottle. And then we've also been making superfood smoothies here at the RNC and acai bowls as well.
And an acai bowl is what?
Acai is a Brazilian berry. It's similar to a blueberry, and we blend that with bananas and a little coconut milk, and that's the base, and then people can choose their toppings on top.
And the toppings might be nuts, or it might be coconut, or it might be...
Coconut, granola, peanut butter, stuff that'll fill you up, and it's
all right.
Good meal.
Now, there's phenomenal food. You have an interesting slogan over there that we saw. What was that slogan?
Always raw, always organic.
Always raw, always organic. And at first when I saw that, I was like, nah, come on, get me some real food. But what happened is I went over there and I talked to the ladies over there. And man, they first gave me this smoothie and it was phenomenal tasting.
Right.
And then I got another smoothie and it was incredible too. And then before you know it, I kind of got addicted to these things. Then I got these bottles of juice that you have. Now, they're very interesting too. They've got a bunch of things in them. One of them's a detox, like the number one's a detox, right?
Yep.
And it's got cayenne pepper, it's got all kinds of juices, it's got, I mean, every one of them has a unique blend. The first one's detox. What are the other ones, real quick?
So the ones we're serving at the RNC today, we have the detox number one, which is apple, beet, carrot, and lemon. We have immunity 3, which is apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne.
And that's the one I liked. I mean, that one was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's a little bit ripping unless you got, you know, but I like that ginger and that ripping cayenne. But that's me.
And there's cayenne in there.
Yeah. That's number 3.
And then we also have two of our plant fix juices. So we have our plant fix number 8, which is a sweeter green juice. It has a little pear, spinach, kale. And then we also have our plant fix 7, which is all green. So celery, cucumber, parsley, Swiss chard, all in with a little lemon. So both of those are our green juices that we brought today.
Which one is your favorite one?
I go back and forth. It depends on the week. So sometimes I like the immunity number 3. Sometimes I do the plant fix 7. Just depends.
You don't like the 8 very much?
The 8 is a little sweet for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you also have oatmeal. It's fresh cut oatmeal.
Yeah, steel cut oat.
They're steel cut oatmeal. And it's got one of the things that you guys taught me to do is I've never really put peanut butter on my oatmeal before.
Oh, yeah.
But believe You're it or not, out. And I kind of like, really? Peanut butter and oatmeal? Come on. But I tried it and it's way good.
It's delicious.
And it's surprising.
That's a thing you can make at home, too. So just go out, buy steel-cut oats, soak them in some almond milk with some chia seeds, soak them overnight, and when you wake up in the morning, you can put your toppings on it. It will fill you up for, like, half the day.
It's phenomenal. It's surprising.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, how did you get involved with this company?
I was working a corporate job and decided to start my own business and... got really into healthy eating and decided that Cleveland had a void that we could fill.
So it's your company?
Yes.
Now, let me understand then. Are you guys going to take this stuff national? Because I asked the girls, I said, how do I get this stuff? And they said, you can't. And I said, what? Come on. And they said, no, really, you can't, not yet, but we're working on it.
We are working on it. Next stop is New Jersey. And then after that, maybe we'll head out and see you guys in the mountains.
I'm just telling you, if you come see us, we'll help you get started. It's phenomenal stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
What I like about it is you know, there's a lot of companies that you hear that it's raw products, but then you see all this crazy process to make it happen, right? And
right.
You think, how can that really be as natural as we think with all that crazy process behind it? What I like about what you guys have is you can just watch it happen. It's all there, and it's raw, and it's organic, and it's right now, and there's no strange processes involved, right?
Nope, it's as real as it gets. So the closer you are to whole food, the better.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
In fact, Dr. Lorraine Day, one of the greatest cancer-fighting doctors in the world, makes that point all the time that at least 70% of your diet should be raw foods.
Yeah, I would have to agree with her.
All right, just kind of bring in the doctors because they know more than both of us, right?
Yeah, well, we delivered at the Cleveland Clinic here in Cleveland, so.
Yeah, how did CNN find you guys? I mean, how did you get that gig? That's a neat gig for you guys to expose.
To be honest, they just, some of their consultants that they're working with to, set up this event had come into our store and really liked the product, and I think it just snowballed from there.
How old's the company?
We're just over a year old.
Wow. Yeah. What are the next products you guys have planned?
So we will always innovate with our menu, but always sticking to raw organic foods, and then just hoping to bring it to more places across the U.S.
You know how everybody always drinks these energy drinks, right?
Oh, God, yes.
You got to come up with a natural, raw, organic, all-the-time energy drink.
Well, that's our green juices, our immunity. It will give you the same amount of energy. It's just you're not going to get that wired feeling. It's more sustained.
Yeah, but that wired feeling sucks anyways.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to get all jittery.
Anyway, it's tremendous food. I've been really impressed. I was first kind of skeptical, but as I've got into it, I've kind of got addicted to those shakes with the peanut butter in them. See, not only do you have the bottles, they're glass bottles of cold, all-natural organic juice stuff, variety of blends, but then you've got the shakes that you're making for people too.
Yep, we're doing both. So you can have the best of both worlds.
And what is your favorite shake that you guys make?
I go back and forth on that one, too, but I really like the number two.
That's one of my favorite ones. I'm not a coffee drinker. I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
So there's one of them that has coffee in it. Of course, I stayed away from that one.
Mm-hmm.
But that you got to have some kind of I don't know if you call that a mocha or whatever you call it, but you got to have some kind of a coffee thing for the coffee drinkers or they'll just melt down, right?
Yeah, we have a cold brew coffee, which is brewed without heat, so there's less acidity and more caffeine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Everybody likes more caffeine. Now, I like the energy drink without the caffeine. Why do you use so much cayenne? By the way, cayenne's one of my favorite herbs. I love it because it helps as a talk show host. It helps with sore throats and all kinds of incredible things. What got you so onto the cayenne in your drinks? Because I haven't seen that in other companies.
It's a good blend. So with the apple, lemon, ginger cayenne, for example, it helps boost the immune system. It helps boost your metabolism. It's good for blood flow, circulation, also wakes you up. So it's also a matter of blending with the ingredients. So like we say for everything, sometimes people are like, oh, I don't like that particular ingredient. Well, it's not really meant just for the one ingredient. You're supposed to taste everything all together. So it's a good blend.
The other point is ginger.
Yes.
Ginger's another one of my favorite ones for a variety of reasons. It helps a lot with the immune system and your blood sugar levels.
Correct. Yes.
So you can tell I actually have a little bit of a clue,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm ignorant enough to be dangerous.
Exactly. That's just the right amount. Yeah.
But it does. It helps regulate blood sugar a lot, and for me that's critical too.
Yeah, ginger is amazing. I personally like it when you wake up and sometimes have that sore throat feeling, like you feel like you have a cold coming on. If you just have a ginger shot then, you can, 9 times out of 10, you can really prevent a cold from happening. It's crazy.
It's phenomenal. It's interesting. Do you have a website where people can learn more and kind of keep track of the progress as you guys grow?
Yeah, for sure. It's restorecoldpressed.com. And then you can also follow us on Instagram, Restore Cold Pressed, Facebook, Twitter. We're all over social media.
Now, store, just like it sounds, cold, C-O-L-D, and then what's the last word?
Pressed. So Restore Cold Pressed.
And pressed with a T.
E-D.
Pressed, E-D, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Pressed.
Yes. Pressed
anyway,
like a
I'm saying it because it's so easy to not get it right. So, restored?
Coldpressed.com. Yes.
All right, excellent. What are people going to find there?
We'll have our menu up there, a little bit about us, how we got started. It also has, you can, We have gift cards. You can shop T-shirts and fun stuff that's easier to ship than our juices.
All right. But eventually you guys are going national.
Yeah. We'll work on the regional basis right now, but we'll see how each step takes us and go from there.
All right. I really believe that you could get those sold in a lot of places. People would pick up one of those dudes. Now, you're normally supposed to go up there, since it's complimentary CNN kind of a thing, and only take one. But I'm going to ask you to do me a favor, and I want one of those shakes and one of those bottles.
Okay.
Can I work that out?
You can work it out. You better move quick, though. I don't know how many we have left.
I'm going to have a number 2 shake and a number 3 glass bottle.
All right. Sounds good.
Because those are the best. Christy, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Unique stuff going on, ladies and gentlemen. It's fascinating. They've got this always raw, always organic company. And believe it or not, everybody is flocking to it. They're busy as heck. When they make you a shake, you got to get in line. Because what happens is you're kind of skeptical until you taste one. And then you're like, I'm in. And you come back all the time. And they've got these nice girls that help you get it all done. And it's just tremendous. Very interesting, unique company. With, in my opinion, you know, they say the necessity is the mother of invention, right? This is kind of how the company got developed. It's a grassroots company. It's non-union. They're just doing it on their own. A lady just decided that she wanted to make a difference in the world and in the marketplace. And you know what? She's got it done. They've been in business for about a year, and then all of a sudden, hey, CNN partners with them, and pretty soon they're literally in front of thousands of members of the media that all have a literal great taste in their mouth about the company. I mean, it's something to behold. All right, there we have it. I'm going to wrap up, ladies and gentlemen, because this is it until tomorrow, which means this is it until Donald Trump speaks. The question is, can he unify the party with one speech? Can he really deliver? I submit to you that the Donald, if anybody can get it done, Donald can. I might actually be able to get it done, but they're not going to let me try. But the Donald, I think, can actually get it done. What will he say? How will he say it? What will be the focal points? I bet you we hear from the blue-collar billionaire, and I bet we hear a lot about jobs and rebuilding the infrastructure in America, a whole lot about national security and making America great again by the art of the deal, getting a good deal for America for a change. We're going to quit losing, and we're going to win. He'll stick with his same themes, but he'll tie them together in a way that'll electrify the Republican Party. That's my guess. That's my prediction. Time will tell what really happens. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, and LibertyNewsRadio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Republican National Convention 2016, Cleveland, Ohio, I'm Sam Bushman. This nation shall endure.